Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. So today I want to hit on a phrase that I hear a lot of the time from new leaders all the way to seasoned ones or even our business owners. And the phrase, I'm not ready. And maybe you've said it to yourself. Maybe you've heard yourself say, I'm not ready to lead. I'm not ready for that promotion. I'm not ready to lead a bigger team. Or I'm not ready to handle that difficult or constructive conversation I need to have. So I want to today bust the I'm not ready myth, because waiting until you feel that you are ready can be a huge trap in holding back your leadership. So here is one thing most leaders and people don't realize, that readiness isn't a feeling. It is actually a decision that we make. And we are the ones in control of decisions that affect us. So we get to make a decision around when we're ready. If you wait until you feel 100% ready, 100% confident, and 100% qualified, you'll be waiting forever, literally. This is perfection, and perfection usually doesn't happen. So if you're going to wait to be perfect as a leader and be fully confident and qualified, you may never, ever achieve that goal. Even some of the best leaders that I've talked to feel that bit of doubt when they're stepping into something different. It might be something bigger. It might be something scarier. It might be having that really big constructive criticism conversation with the employee that you may need to fire. But sometimes different can be rewarding. It can be empowering. It can feel really great as well. So it's not always about being ready, but it's about a decision to move forward, to change, to take that calculated risk or whatever it is. It's a decision you make. It is a commitment, basically, that you're saying that I'm going to grow. I'm going to figure this out as I move forward, or I'm going to lead even when it feels uncomfortable or perhaps strange. I have heard I'm not ready to manage people maybe next year quite often, especially with people who are wanting to move into leadership. But when we look closer, they were already doing things that are leadership. They might be coaching or helping out their peers. They may be helping resolve conflicts within the team, or maybe they're taking on those projects like I did back in my early days so that they could show their leadership skills or do something different. So the reality when people do these things is that they're already leading. They just don't have a title. So what are you saying now to yourself, if you think about it, that is actually holding you back from something that you may already be doing or that maybe you are willing to step into? When we shift our mindset for I'm not ready to, you know, something like I'm willing to figure this out, you can actually step into that official leadership role, especially if you're not already leading or whatever that transition is for you. When I look at my clients, there are so many of them that grew into what they were afraid of or what was holding them back, because that's what leadership actually is and what I talk about a lot. It's about growth. It's about development. It's about learning. And it's about doing, even if we don't have all the answers. So I want to leave you with a tip for today, basically, around the I'm not ready and reframing that when you hear it or whatever might be similar to I'm not ready. Let's try to replace it with I am willing to figure this out today. I may not know everything, but I can learn or rely on my team. I am ready enough to start. It's even when I talk to my career coaching clients and they're worried they don't have 100% of the needs or skills, etc., for the job. You don't always need to have everything. Remember that if you want to be promoted within your own organization. I went from being a customer service rep to an accounting technician with zero accounting experience. But I showed them I was ready to learn. I took on projects to show I could lead and that I was wanting more growth and something different. No leader starts with all the answers. It's about building your readiness through taking that action and moving forward, but not before it. You have to take those actions. So here is your challenge for this week. If you think about one thing that you've been putting off because you don't feel ready, what is that? Think about it. Is it maybe, you know, applying for a new role or promotion within your company? Is it leading a new project or initiative? Maybe it's the biggest one that comes up almost all the time is having that difficult overdue conversation with an employee of yours. This week, take one step towards it. Even if it feels messy, you don't feel, you know, perfectly prepared for it. Because remember, perfect means you may never take that step. You may never move into that promotion. You may never take care of those issues you're having with your employee because you need to take action. And if you're not ready, you're going to be holding yourself and potentially other employees or your organization back. So readiness happens the moment you take some action. So find a small action to take this week and move forward. I help leaders moving from knowing the tip that we talk about on Thursdays to actually using them. So leaders can lead with more ease or impact and even confidence every day. If you're ready to put this tip or other tips into action, you'll find the link in the episode notes to book a call with me. It's free. Let's build or enhance your leadership starting today. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to building those strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, coaching, and our Rise to Leadership program at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.